Hare Krishna. Don't confuse activity with productivity. We live in an age of extreme busyness for most people. And with the pressure to do so many things, the feature of doing activity itself can become addictive. We may tend to feel that if you are not moving around, if you are not doing something, then we are wasting our time. However, often when we are just running around doing things, the result of that may be that we may be active without being productive. Krishna talks about in the Bhagavad Gita the three modes of material nature, and one of them is the mode of passion. So in the mode of passion, Krishna describes its characteristics are in 14.12, lobha pravrittirarambha karmanama shamahaspruha rajasyetani jayante viruddhe kurunandana. So he says that karmanam ashamahas lobha pravrittirarambha karmanam ashamahaspruha lobha, greed is there. Pravritti, lot of action, arambha, lot of endeavor, karmanam ashamahaspruha, lot of work, insatiable desire. So what it means over here is that when we are under the mode of passion, then we are just pulled from one activity to the next, to the next, to the next. And this pulling is not done as a matter of conscious choosing, because one action is completed and the next action is to be taken up. It is often done because of a frantic reactiveness, where we try to tackle one problem and then suddenly we hear another problem is coming up. Or we are doing one activity and then another desire grips us and the desire pulls us. So often we keep doing one thing and the next thing and the next thing, either on a perpetual firefighting mission or on a perpetual stray desire indulging mission. So firefighting means we see this problem, that problem, that problem, and we try to solve it. Stray desire indulging means this whim comes in the mind and we do it, and that whim comes in the mind and we do it, and that way we may stay active without being productive. So, on the other hand, Krishna says in the same Bhagavad Gita section, in the previous verse about goodness, the characteristic is sarvadvareshu dehesmin prakasha upajayate. So, the characteristic of goodness is prakash. Prakash means light. So, light in this, all the doorways of the senses are illumined by light. That means Krishna says that we are able to see that. We are able to see what should be done, how should I engage my senses, what impulses should I allow to come inside, what impulses I should not allow to come inside. And that way we can select and we can engage ourselves appropriately. Otherwise, we end up getting carried away, pulled away or carried away. So, we may be active but we will not be productive. But when we are in goodness, we can actually think with a clearer mind. When our senses are illumined with knowledge, that means we can understand, okay, what should I be doing with my senses? What should I not be doing with my senses? What impression should I allow to come inside? What impression should I not allow to come inside? So, even when we are doing one activity and another crisis comes up, another crisis-like situation comes up, then we can actually, if we are in goodness, decide, does this need immediate attention or this can this be given attention later? And in that way, we can act much more calmly and then we can be productive. And the key to rising from activity to productivity is purity. When we have purity, that means we are not contaminated by stray desires, by random worries. Then we are more in harmony with our nature. Pure water means that water which is not contaminated by other things. So, pure soul is a soul which is actually absorbed in remembrance of, the souls who are living according to their nature are actually pure souls. And our nature is to love and serve God. And so when we live as souls in a mood of devotional service to God, then we can actually move onwards in our spiritual life, in our life, being not just active but being productive. We will have adequate, we will take time, periodic breaks to be reflective, and that reflectiveness will ensure that we choose activities carefully so that we are productive. Thank you. Hare Krishna.